This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be.
Having a great time.
You want to be.
Loving the fun.
If you want to see all of the excitement, this is the place, and we're the one. If you want to be. Yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see. Come on out and join us, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day. Come share the excitement of the stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with
way
the Royals.
Way up, but that's okay. Yeah. We're at opening day, baby. We are here.
Finally made it, right?
Woo!
There's nothing better than opening day in Major League Baseball. Is there? I mean, there's
the
nothing
Super Bowl
better.
The Chiefs are in it.
Well, this past one, we're not talking about
beforehand.
Before the game. Now, it's still something special about opening day. Nothing determines a season in sports more, Dusty, than opening day. Because if they win, everybody believes. If they lose, everybody thinks you're going to poop the bed and have a bad season, you know?
Yeah, we'll get into that discussion as well. Beakley must have had a loaded show last night.
Why do you say that?
Well, the last text we got before, happy opening day, guys. Let's go Royals. Road to the postseason starts now. You better believe it.
Yes, it does.
Crank your seat up. Loosen your seat belt. I know it's getting a little tight down there in this morning drive. You know that this team is destined for the playoffs. You know this team has a horse on the mound today. You know this team has an MVP. You know this team has a future all-star in the minor leagues. It should be on the opening day roster because he's a stud. But the text said, come on. The text says, why didn't they just do nothing? Get a touchdown, sit the ball down, and walk off. It'll make the NFL a boring joke, and they will change less stupid rules.
Huh?
You think Beakley went ham on the new rules?
Are we talking about like the new kickoff thing where they're moving it to the 35 now if it's a touchback or something? Who the hell cares?
That is like, I mean, you know, he's like, yeah, you know they were going.
Oh, Beakley getting into the weeds of the football list when we've got baseball getting ready to go. And football will be back tomorrow. I mean, that's just kind of the way it is, right? Like football, there will be a place for football. We've got the Sweet 16 tonight. We got four big games in the Sweet 16 tonight. We've got Major League Baseball. Everybody's playing today. The game of the day happens to be Pittsburgh versus Miami, which it really is the game of the day. Skeens versus Alcantara. You can't find a better pitching matchup than that. And that's really cool. And then they got the play play tomorrow, and nobody will know who the people are, but that's fine.
What's the Jim Harbaugh, the Harbaugh quote? Who's got it better than us? No one?
Yeah, right.
Who's got it better than Paul Skeens?
Nobody.
Okay. See the latest SI edition? My God.
Third year in a row, my heart just flutters, man. I don't know that I've ever been more smitten with anybody than I am with her, though. I mean, she is just unbelievable. Really the first of the NILs, right? I mean, she was kind of the first
one of the first big names.
Yeah.
Well, the NIL, strike that, reverse it. Like, NIL kind of brought her to light.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Right? Like, you knew who Shador Sanders was, and then you're like, he's making how much? Mm-hmm. But it was like, who's this Livy Dunn girl making all this? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and her husband throws piss rockets for baseballs, and it's going to be the next, like,
How much money is that cat going to make in the free agent period, right?
$500 million from the Yankees in about 3 years.
That's it, you think? Oh, I mean, pitchers make a little bit less than an everyday player.
Yeah, I mean, Shohei Ohtani, got $700 million? And Soto got $750. So, I mean, like, he's not hitting the ball, but he's throwing the ball at a rate that nobody can touch him.
Right.
I think it was like a VR simulator. Maybe it was like MLB The Show. I don't know what it was. It was one of those futuristic baseball games. And it was like what it's like to face Paul Skeens.
Yeah.
You have no chance.
No chance.
Like, Major League Baseball players have no chance. And they were showing the simulator, and it would show him wind up, and then the dot was there on the, like, edge of the black moving away. And you're just like, you just tip your cap. You're like, thank you. Have a good life. You are the best pitcher in baseball, and you've got a really good life and a really good thing going, Mr. Skeens.
But I have to ask you, what's your favorite thing about Mr. Paul Skeens? His mustache and Livy Dunn.
Yeah, dude. I mean, like, was that the same guy that grew up to go, Duval?
That's right. It's like a 12-year-old kid last year in his debut.
But I have to ask you, what's your favorite thing about Mr. Paul Skeens? His mustache and Livy Dunn.
I mean, he ain't lying, dog.
No, he is not. High-fiving his dad after that one, man.
That's what I told you what to say. You nailed it.
You got it, man. Make sure you bring up Livy Dunn. But, I mean, even without Livy Dunn, Paul Skeens is still living the best life. He's just living a greater life because that's his girlfriend alongside,
yeah, what's
right?
That quote from? Is it Parenthood? Is that the movie that has, like, a young Keanu Reeves and I think it's, like, Steve Martin?
Steve Martin's in Parenthood, yeah.
And, like, the little teenage boy, like, goes into his room, and he's, like, embarrassed, and, like, Keanu Reeves comes out, like, typical Keanu Reeves, like, Billy got his first boner. And the family's like, oh, okay, that's that kid.
Yeah, that's
it. Yes, the kid's all swimsuit edition one, not the third one that came out the other day. But yeah, good for Paul Skeens. Must be nice.
It's going to be outstanding to watch him all year. Now his first full season in Major League Baseball. I hope he just goes out there dusting and wrecks it. Just wreck it. Just rip up all the record books. Just change the entire game. I want to watch every one of his starts that I could possibly watch. Obviously, today it's the same time as us, but you know.
You can tap it. You'll just see on the board on the outside, on the outfield wall, it'll say Pittsburgh and Miami, and it'll say bottom seventh when we're in the fourth.
Right.
And it'll say 0-0 or 1-0, and you'll be like, Paul Skeens numbers. Because I think that is going to be a prop bet that I will bet today, because remember last year, Paul Skeens was talked about as like they were going to ramp him down because they didn't want to overdo it. This year, it's like, all right, man, like you're the guy, you're our man. Go do it. And Pittsburgh, if you want a team to root for outside of the Kansas City Royals, Pittsburgh's a solid team to root for.
Pittsburgh's the team. They're a market like us. They're a smaller market. They got some big name players. They've got a team that I think a lot of people are excited about, and people are fired up in Pittsburgh about, you know, today and whatnot. And Paul Skeens he's probably the best pitcher we've seen in a very long time, where everybody knew going into the season that was your legitimate number one pitcher in all of Major League Baseball. And we got a guy, too. I mean, not to, you know, to pour salt on Cole Reagans or anything like that, but, I mean, we got a guy that's going to go out there today and probably twirl a pretty damn good game himself in Cole Reagans going up against Tanner Bibee, which MLB.com ranks as the eighth best pitching matchup of the day. That tells you how good these pitching matchups are in baseball today, right? The Royals got Reagans against Bibee, who just signed a massive contract with Cleveland, and it's ranked as the eighth best pitching matchup of the day. I can't wait to watch Cole Reagans pitch, because the couple of times that I did see him in Arizona, that dude was, you could see he's ready to go. Like, he's dialed in for the start of the season. His last outing that I saw, man, he was just filthy out there on the mound. And I know it's spring numbers and all that, but we've got a body of work with Cole Reagans to back this thing up. I think he's just going to be spectacular today.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, because I know there's so many things to get to about this Royals team that we could talk about today, because, you know, I think the big message is, like, can they do it again? You know, we'll get into all the prop numbers. We'll do our prop agenda a little bit later today. Prop agenda is what we're calling it, not propaganda. Mm-hmm. But no, so we'll talk about Cole Reagans there, because there's some numbers that may surprise you with Mr. Reagans that are kind of like, maybe a good sleeper to have. But, I mean, look, we know what this team did. They brought back, you know, the three starters in the rotation. Can they do it again? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they're going to necessarily have their career years they had last year, but can they be stability at the top of your rotation? And then you have that bullpen that we were on BZ talking about earlier that I brought up, like, they didn't go get a bat yesterday, what Sherman said. Mr. Sherman said, no, we decided not to get a bat. We went ahead and went with the bullpen with Estevez and those guys as well.
Well, I shared with you on, I think it was Monday, Estevez was like, okay, we didn't get Santander. Who do you want? And that's the owner going to the GM, going, who do you guys want, right? Yeah. How refreshing is that?
Right.
And they go, well, we'd like to get the, go get him then. Go get Estevez out there and let's see what he can do. And they did. And that's going to be a big piece, you know, for this organization. As much as we still need a bat, you want to make sure the other team can't score against you. So if you can't go out there and acquire the bat, like in football, you can't acquire enough offense. Right. Go stack up on the defensive side and make yourself a defensive team. And that's what the Royals did in a market like this. It's tough to go out and spend that kind of money on a bat. Go get a reliever.
Good to see Vip on TV.
I know, yes.
But I will say this, with this game today, I mean, this is Cleveland and Kansas City, right? Like, I think yesterday I was looking around for like for the show and the rundown and stuff for like prop bets and future bets. One of the teams that's got a lot of people missing the playoffs is Cleveland.
Cleveland, yeah.
And I don't know if this is necessarily, look, home openers are different. It's a huge event, right? They told us yesterday, gates of stadium open at 9 a.m.
That's right.
You want to be in your seat by 2:30 because you want to see that rock and roll, you know, opening day, that sort of stuff. But, like, could you imagine, because we're going to talk about the reaction of what opening day can be, win or loss. Could you imagine they went out there today and just rocked Bibee, and let's say they win, like, 6-0. Bobby hits a bomb. Vinny gets a double and an RBI. MJ gets a hit.
Right.
And, like, all of a sudden the Royals win 6-0, and here we go. We have this sort of discussion, like, is Cleveland being passed? Because the way I look at this division and the way opening day, like, gives me the mindset is, like, okay, yeah, you've always had to beat Cleveland. That was last year's, like, kind of, like, promotion and, like, Cole Reagan's narrated, like, we're coming after Cleveland. I think it's, like, can you compete with Detroit? Yeah. I understand Minnesota's good, but, like, their main players that always seem to get hurt are hurt again. Mm-hmm. I don't trust that lineup. It's like, I feel like...
I don't trust their manager. I heard some stuff about that when I was, you know, down in Arizona. Like, there's a divide in that clubhouse, from what I understand, between the manager and the players. Well, and so that Lewis could be interesting
always,
to watch.
Royce Lewis is always hurt. Byron Buxton's always hurt. You have your money involved with some of those guys. Your pitching staff is decent, but it's not great. It's good. It's not great. And then all of a sudden, like... I don't know, the way it ended last year, but and the way it ended for Detroit, like, again, that was 2024. This is 2025. Mm-hmm. We'll see if the Royals can do it. We know it's opening day. George Brett on the show today, 720. We talked about Cole Reagans. He's with Cody and Gold today. So everywhere across this platform. And then 2:00, you get Vern.
Vern.
So, I mean, it's like Fesco Dusty, Cody Gold, Vern, Royals broadcast. So, like, that's your day here. You don't have to go anywhere. You can just leave it. Somebody tries to touch it. Slap the hand. You know what I mean? Like when you were a kid trying to change dad's presets, don't you dare touch that dial.
Light FM was never going off in the car.
Never touch the dial, just like you don't ever touch the thermostat in the house.
Thermostat's another
thing. Who's in charge? You or Jen?
Jen.
Who's in charge? You or the lady? Hannah.
Me.
Oh, wow, look at you. In charge of the thermostat.
That's on me.
Yeah, I could care less. I don't want to learn how to work it.
She touches the thermostat. What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Football guy, you get super excited for opening day? Like, does it do? I mean, I know opening day football is like...
No, I'm really excited for this. Yeah. This is awesome for me because I've been...
You're back.
I'm back. Yeah, I'm back in the city on opening day. I mean, I left right before the Royals went on that run. I moved to Nashville, so I missed a lot of that.
No,
so
you can move back because we want to continue on that run.
Let's go. Yeah. Exactly right. Exactly.
Yeah, you're like Ned.
Yeah.
Now you're back.
Now you're back. Oh, the Royals are good. Let me show back up again. Hand me the chapstick.
This will be cool for me to be in the city for this, and this is like my start of being a huge baseball guy, so let's go.
Yeah, we'll get back into the... feelings of opening day. We'll talk to you, 913-586-7965. But there is a superstar that plays shortstop, but the rotation has to be the superstar. I'll explain what that means on the other side of 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 965, Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Hitting home runs all over the place. It's Bobby Witt Jr. Every Kansas City fan knows his name, and you know the crowd goes
just discovered some of the song.
When he's sliding to home base, let's go, Bobby. It's Bobby Baseball. Get a free Bobby bobblehead on opening day. Bobby Baseball. Bobby's got a bobblehead coming your way. He's a shortstop and a bobblehead, and he's sliding to home base. It's Bobby Baseball.
You like that John Cena meme?
This is so 1980s, you great. Know, sitcom intro music. It's so good.
Oh, it's great.
People
Bobby's
love
got
it.
A bobblehead.
Yeah, Bobby's got a bobblehead on opening day. I didn't know that was happening again today, but that's pretty good as well.
And that song always pisses people off because it says home base.
Oh, people get mad about that.
Instead of home
yeah.
plate.
Yeah, yeah. I worked with somebody one time who got mad at the Bruce Springsteen song. He threw a speedball by you.
Oh.
And this older gentleman would say, there's no such thing as a speedball. I'm like, okay, well, I mean.
Alrighty.
Well, Bruce Springsteen said it, so yeah. if he said it, it's
so
true.
He said it, it must be true, because he's called the boss, and mm-hmm. so he mm-hmm. is the boss.
You
right?
know, a side note is that he hates that nickname.
He does?
Do you know the origin of it?
No.
So he is a very like friendly family team first guy. Mm-hmm. And the E Street Band, every time he'd come in or they'd start doing recording, they'd be like, what do you want to do, boss? You know, just kind of like how you talk to some of your
yeah,
friends.
Yeah, right, yeah.
He's like, hey, man, just quit calling me that. You know, I'm not your boss. I'm your teammate. I'm your bandmate. And they're like, all right, whatever you say, boss. He's like, hey, man, stop calling me that, man. Yeah. So then all of a sudden.
Hey, you know how it is with your buddies. You know? The more you hate something, yeah. the more you do it. You
it's going to stick.
And again, not a self-created nickname, so right. it's natural. Yep. So right. it's like, here comes the boss, man. And then it just like, that's what it is.
You can't
so
have like, a self-created nickname.
Is that T-Bone or what is that?
Yeah, T-Bone. yeah, yeah. yeah. Right. No self-created nicknames like, you know, machines and things like that. But
or like the show.
Yeah.
You know, and get a beer pong table that you put your actual self-made nickname, Ron the Show, on your literally oh on your God. Beer pong table. He told me that story. I was like, I don't know how close we can be anymore. He's like, shut your damn mouth, Mr. Likens. He still thinks I created myself Dirty Werewolf. It was not true. It was Vern's text line from his postgame shows. But it is opening day. It's going to be a gorgeous day.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be 78 to 80. Nice light breeze.
Maybe some rain in Chillicothe, though, today.
Oh, yeah. We got Ned family up there.
Yeah.
Opening day, right? Like, what does it always make you think of? 913-586-7965, a fresh start.
Fresh start is it,
right?
Yeah.
New year, new me. Right. And there's a fly ball deep to left, and Royals are down 2-0.
And the season's yeah. over.
But this is also what opening day also reminds me of, if you want to go way, way back.
So the Royals hitters here back. In this inning really making...
Sounds like Denny from the 90s.
Pitchers throw strikes, and they haven't done it. There's a high fly ball, deep center field. Back goes Rowan to the 410 sign. Gone, Mindy Lopez. Well, you talk about pushing the right buttons. Tony Pena pulled back stairs, send up Mindy Lopez. And a 3-1 pitch hammered over the wall in deepest left center at the 410 mark to tie the game.
I mean, there's so much in that.
There's so much. Like, immediately, I just started thinking of my favorite Matt Stairs stories, of which I have two. One I could share,
don't
one
say
I can't.
Say that one I know you want to say.
Kling tell you that one?
You did. You
but,
did.
But Matt Stairs in his contract when he re-signed here had a clause in it that on the road he got a suite at every hotel, which I thought was kind of cool. That's a baller move right there, right? You know,
his bat up song was also Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Shattering glass. I was like, hell yeah, man.
Matt Stairs would have fit in well with this team or like any team
any
really
team.
I mean Matt Stairs was he was one of the all-timers, but you pinch hit Matt Stairs, a power bat for Mendy Lopez,
who no, yeah, right, other way around, you pinch hit Mendy Lopez for Matt
yeah,
Stairs.
Yeah, yeah, right. You took Matt Stairs out of the line.
Humbling.
I mean, my God. I mean, the ninth inning
and it worked.
This is why you got this guy to hit home runs. You stay on the bench. We're going to pinch hit for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mendy Lopez, who we never heard from again, gets up there and hits that home run. I remember being in the press box that day, and everybody's cheering and high-fiving. And we're off to a great start. I think Tony was fired later that year, and Carlos Beltran was traded mid-season in 2004.
It's funny you say that, because Mendy Lopez made it 8-7, then Carlos Beltran would continue the rally.
Beltran at the plate with a count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Adamaso Marte brings it home. High drive, left center and deep. Back goes Lee to the wall. Gone! The Royals win it!
And And the problem with that is a young Dusty Likens had turned 16 that year as a sophomore in high school. I went with my father. We sat in the upper right field side of the first base line. Hey, it's 7-3. We should probably get out of here. There's a ton of people here. You can go back and watch these videos on YouTube. Like I said last night, I'm going to go through the highlights. I started in 1996. It was Royals and Camden Yards. That Baltimore team was absolutely loaded. Mm-hmm. And it was Mike Mussina versus Kevin Apier. And then I run into this one. This is where I stopped the evening because I was like, that's a good way to stop this.
Yeah.
Because
there wasn't many more memorable ones after that.
There's,
you know,
one more, and it's pretty recent. But no, I watched that game and I just always will remember that's a game I left early.
Man.
And you know, it was because like I was 16 years old. I'd never drove before to Kauffman Stadium on my own. There was 38,000 people there and I'll never forget that. We get finally down, we get into the concourse because Mindy hit a 3-run shot.
Yeah. Oh
he
yeah.
Made it from 7-3 to 7-6.
Right.
And all of a sudden I'm like, all right.
Or
like,
8-7, I think is what Denny
sure,
said. Or
yeah,
whatever.
8-7.
It was.
Yeah. We made it a 1-run game.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. And like, as we're walking, like to the cars, like my dad and I split, he had gotten there earlier than I had.
Oh, you took separate cars.
Yeah. I drove by myself. Okay. I left straight from high school. Like, yeah. I left a seventh hour early from Blue Springs High School. And all of a sudden I'm like, walk my car and hear like, boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, they only do that if they win. And I'm like, all right. So then I start kind of hightailing, you know, I'm running my car, I turn it on and there's Denny
yeah.
doing that same call. Like, talk about pushing the right buttons.
Yeah.
Like, and he does that. And I'm like, oh my God, what just happened? 8-7. Next guy, base hit. Next guy, game over. I'm driving down I-70 eastbound going back home to Blue Springs. And I see it in the rear view.
And how mad are you at that point in time, right?
Call my dad. We're never leaving early again.
I know. It's one of those things. I had that same experience when I was a kid at Yankee
yeah.
Stadium. They were playing the Red Sox. I was sitting in left field, and it went to like the 10th inning, and Mel Hall, who's now in jail, hit a game-winning home run. And I told my dad, we're never going to leave games early. Ever, 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 ever going to leave a game early. And we don't. It doesn't matter how much time's on the clock, what inning it is. You know, you're not leaving early. You know, and you want to see these games play out. And you know, you want to watch them. You want to be there for those moments because you never know – you know, in baseball, when that big moment is going to occur. And I say that today, I am leaving opening day early, just getting that out there for everybody to know. When I say tomorrow, oh, I missed the ninth inning comeback. My daughter has her first high school soccer game today.
Hell yeah.
Not missing any of that.
Hell yeah.
And so there are certain circumstances and whatnot, but just wanting to leave early to beat the traffic, I'm out on that, right? Like yeah. there's no more of that in my life because I remember being that kid, just like you remember being that kid mm-hmm. and getting that ripped away from you and not having the ability to be part of that because you wanted to quote unquote beat the traffic back in the day. But that was a big moment in 2004. They never ever did anything. The excitement just dissipated right after that mm-hmm. game. I mean, it really just right downhill mm-hmm. after that. And I think that was the same year Tony Peña ended up getting fired and Jack Harry was knocking
Divas.
On his door in the Northland. And
really?
Oh yeah. Oh weird. Yeah. It was insane. If you could find the Jack Harry knocking on Tony Pena's neighbor doors in the cul-de-sac of the Northland, I mean,
that's Jack Smack.
Yeah, somebody said we ought to start calling Caglione's homers Jack Smacks.
No, I don't want anything to do with that.
We're not doing that. No,
yeah, I'm good on that.
We're not going down that route.
Yeah, let me tell you about these Tigers.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Hang on a second there.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, that team for the Kansas City Royals would end up going 58-104.
I was going to say, I think that was their first 100 loss season, if I'm not mistaken.
That sucks.
Yeah.
2003 was awesome. They went 83-79.
83-79. Nobody's going to forget that one.
Mm-hmm.
That was a high watermark.
And then in 2002, they were 62-100.
That's right.
That was the Tony Muser, John Mesorock.
Yeah,
Tony Peña.
Yeah,
it was 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
That's tough for Mr. Allard Baird back in the day.
Oh, I mean, Allard was going, you know, he didn't yeah. have a chance.
I mean, say,
here's a butter knife. Go attack. You
go
know?
Cut a ribeye.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. What'd you get? You gave me a butter knife, David.
Which is funny because, like, you know, he didn't have a whole lot of expectations, unfortunately. But now, you know, who joined us yesterday, our guy, Matt Cotrero, the Royals manager, and you kind of heard it in his voice. Like, look, we got to go out there and play our game and play baseball before we can really get too far ahead of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't shoot down the thing that was, well, this team says they're a playoff team, which means we get to have some Royals predictions, right?
Right.
Like that's what we get to do. And to start it off, my expectation number one is that bullpen has to be clean.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you put your focus. I know that you traded Singer for India, but you have Reagan's, Lugo, Waka, Bubich and Lorenzen, and you went and got Estevez. You have Lucas Irsay again for this year. You have Sam Long. We have all these guys in the bullpen. Daniel Lynch now is in there. Maybe Alec Marsh is a viable piece in that bullpen. But that pen, got better because what happened last year? You have games that you were leading, and all of a sudden, because there were some people yesterday, it's like, oh, Reagan's win-loss record wasn't that great last year.
You don't judge a pitcher by his win and loss
record. Not anymore.
You just don't.
Yeah, 21 seasons are over.
Yeah.
And you
what was his ERA?
I'd have to look, but I know that he had 223 strikeouts.
Yeah.
But again, like you look at what was last year where you had a lot of wins that were not wins because of that bullpen. I remember two times early in the season in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And then it moved on throughout the season. It was like, who's the guy? We had Will Smith go into Q's office and say, hey, it ain't me, Skip. It's got to be somebody else. Then it was MacArthur. Then it wasn't MacArthur. Then it was like, all right, enough. Let's go get Lucas Hirsig and bring him on the team and see if he can be that guy. And now you have him and Estevez. So that bullpen's got to be clean this year. Like, it's got to be trusted instead of going out there and being like, oh, God, who's got the gas can, right? Like,
right.
It was like, last year, was it Zerpa? Is it MacArthur? Is it Will Smith?
Right.
Who's got the gas can? This year, I hope the gas cans are minimal. I hope they're not around as much, but that bullpen's got to be clean for me for the expectations to be where I think we have them.
Yeah, and I think you're right. The bullpen has to be clean, and I'm going to go one step further. I'm going to say it needs to be cleaner than you think it needs to be, because here's why. We're banking on a rotation to be top-notch again, and they were last year. The rotation was second best in baseball in ERA last year with a 3.55 ERA. 3.55 ERA for your starting rotation, that's going to be tough to duplicate again, regardless of what we all think. Like, I think Cole Reagans is going to be masterful. I think Lugo and Walker are going to be fine. But 3.55 ERA from your starting rotation again, that's asking them to go out there and do something magnificent all over again. That's going to be tough to do. So I think there's probably going to be a little bit more pressure on the bullpen this year, because I just don't believe the starting rotation can be as good as it would. Now, maybe they will be, and that'll be outstanding. Maybe they'll be better than they were a season ago. But that, I just saw that number this morning on MLB.com from Manny Rogers. I'm like, whoa, 3.55 ERA. That's going to be tough to duplicate. But they got better in the bullpen, and I still think they're better offensively because everybody's now a year older. Bobby's more mature. Vinny's more mature. You got Jonathan India at the top of the lineup that can get on base 35-36% of the time, and you're going to probably score a run on most of those occasions as well, with Bobby and Sal and Vinny and all those guys coming up behind him. So I don't think the rotation has to be as good as it was a season ago, because you got better in the bullpen and you got better in your lineup.
Max got some good sound.
Yeah, this was Vernier joining us a couple weeks ago talking about our bullpen this year.
Well, they certainly have improved the bullpen. It could be a top five bullpen in the American League, but I will say I think that's the only facet of the team that has clearly improved.
Top five bullpen in the AL, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, because, like, what is the – it's the DVOA stat in football where you do offense and defense, and Buffalo that year they lost, I think, in the 13-second game, they were, like, one offense and, three defense.
They were
so
incredible.
It was something like that. Same thing in baseball. Like, if you can have a top five rotation, I'm not saying the Royals are going to be number two again. That's high aspiration. That's great if they are.
But, you know, but they can if Cole Reagans goes out and he's the Cy Young Award again. Like, that type of guy, he can cure it all.
And Lugo there as well, who was a top five finisher.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, like, if you have a top five bullpen and a top five starting rotation, there is no doubt in my mind that your expectation should not be to win the AL Central, let alone how far you can go in the playoffs. Because
say that again.
If you're top five bullpen and top five rotation, I don't see how you cannot have an expectation to win the Central, and maybe not only that, but go as deep as you possibly could in the AL.
I don't understand how you don't win the Central if you have a top five rotation and a top five bullpen. Like, that should be an automatic to win this division. If you're a top five rotation in baseball and a top five bullpen in baseball, hell yeah, let's go win this division.
Because look at what Cleveland did last year. They had a couple of guys get hurt in their starting rotation, but they had the best bullpen in baseball.
Yep.
Class A is a stud. Hopefully we do not see him at all today, because if we do, doors probably shut.
Yeah,
right? Like, he had himself a Wade Davis year last year, had the playoffs dream that ain't done. But the thing is
he was gross in the playoffs.
It's bad. It's like, what are these lights? I've never seen these before.
It's amazing, right? Yeah. Like, some guys just can't handle the big stage. You can handle Tuesdays in Cleveland. I mean, that's what I'm saying about, like, Garrett Crochet. Like, this guy has not pitched in a big game. He's got opening day in Boston. And we're going to see what that guy's truly made of pitching in those big moments, because it's different, man.
And when even, you know, to go local, a guy that we thought was immortal last year in the playoffs might have gotten too big for Bobby in his first go around.
It may have.
And that's not anything to say that's like a shot, but it could have just been like, You remember that first half in the NFC Championship game for Mahomes?
Absolutely.
And then he learned, didn't he?
Yeah.
he learned really quick.
But you have to fall down and learn before you. I mean, like, everything is not 14 and 15 where you just go to the World Series automatically when you make it to the playoffs. That was weird. I mean, it just was,
well,
right?
That was HDH.
And then even weirder going back the second year, because usually you lose the World Series, you're never heard from again, you know? And so that was all very strange. This is the normal kind of route, if you will, to becoming a dynasty, to becoming a perennial winner. You crawl, you walk, and then you run. And I think last year they walked, and this year they should be off and running, and there should be nothing too big for this baseball team right now.
Yeah, we moved down the lineup. I think that the prediction for me this year is win the Central, period.
Yeah, that's it.
Win
that's all Central. You got to do. Win the Central Division.
You win the Central. You're playing at home in the playoffs. You're going to have this city behind you. I know that we love the kingdom, right? We love the Red Kingdom. But boy, when it's October and this team's rolling, this city gets blue and they ain't down.
No, they're, yeah, you know, I mean, it's great.
You're buying hoodies when they get out of the playoffs and it comes in a month or a day later.
That's right.
You don't care.
Yep.
Right. But if you're going to win the Central, you got to have a win total that you think you're comfortable with that could win it. I've got it set at, I think, 88. Wins you the Central.
I think that's a fair number. I mean, I'm really interested to see Detroit this year because I've heard so much over the last couple of weeks of, you know, being out in Arizona a few times and just hearing everybody talk about the Tigers. And people are in love with the Detroit Tigers right now. They like A.J. Hinch clearly as the manager. Tarik Skubal at the top of your rotation is a sick individual.
Hopefully A.J. Hinch gets rid of those trash cans.
Yeah, he got rid of the cans and whatnot. They've moved on to whatever else they're cheating with these days. And so people are in love with Detroit. Cleveland is kind of a tweener team, I think, right now. There's not a lot of love for Minnesota in this division with the manager and the players and all this kind of stuff. And then you've got the Royals. And I've seen so many different predictions, you know, of the Royals being either in third or fourth place this year in the division. And
I've got it for you.
Yeah, I mean, like Baseball America's got them in fourth place.
So DraftKings odds-wise, placing-wise, Twins plus 210 to lead the division. Tigers plus 220, Guardians plus 300, Royals plus 310, Sox plus 2,500.
Yeah, like the best money right there is 2,500 plus 2,500. Throw $5 on the Sox to win the division.
But
right?
The other thing that shows you is from the Twins to the Royals is 100. So the division's wide open, I think.
Yeah.
It's kind of a, you know, where do you want to go? It's going to fluctuate all season, but back to your point.
Yeah, but I mean, like I don't see, I guess people, and I should maybe accept this a little bit, people are looking at last season and what they did, and they're saying, well, they can't duplicate it this season. That's what I think a lot of people, we talked about the starters ERA at 3.55. Most people will tell you can't duplicate those career years. Well, why not? Just because it doesn't happen a lot doesn't mean it can't happen again. And if you truly believe that Bobby Witt is a legitimate all-star MVP candidate every year, and Cole Reagans is a legitimate Cy Young Award candidate every year, and you've got a bullpen that you believe is one of the best in baseball, top five in baseball, as Vern said, sure as hell you can go out there and win a lot of games.
Right.
You absolutely can go out there and win a lot of games. And I think the Royals are going to do that. You may see some growing pains here or there. It's going to happen. It happens with every team over the course of the season. And there will be lulls, as you know. You can't get down if they lose five in a row. Every baseball team goes through those stretches. But they've got enough good to great players on this team that are going to keep them afloat, that are going to keep them alive, and that are going to keep them competitive for this division title this year.
I think another expectation that I have this year, maybe this is high, but I don't think it is. If I were to have a conversation with him, I think Bobby Witt needs to go out there and be the clear-cut MVP. Leave no questions, right? Don't leave it up to like, well, Judge hit 57 home runs. Okay, well, Bobby went 40-40, and I think he has the opportunity to do that. I think that he, like you had mentioned earlier, he's got more mature. I think all the stuff is behind him.
The contract stuff is done. He's at peace. Did you read the article a little bit yesterday on the Players Tribune, how he's at peace being here, and this is where he wants to be, and all that kind of stuff? You read it, you get goosebumps, you feel awesome about it.
Yeah.
Like, I think Bobby's at peace, if you will, of where he is right now, and I think he's going to be the MVP this year.
I think you could see similar sort of storylines whenever Mahomes had won his second MVP once they got rid of Tyreek Hill, and it was like, well, what's going to happen now? And it's like, you know, this offseason, you know, partially from this mouth, we heard a lot of Jack Caglione, we heard a lot of Cole Reagans, we heard maybe a little bit of Jonathan India, and it was like, did you forget about Bobby? It's like, no, because my expectations for Bobby is to be the MVP every single year, and I don't think that's a very far stretch cry to say, because it's just like when you talk about Mahomes, I put them both in the same category as like everything, where it's like they've shown me enough and given me enough of, you know, trust in them to be like, yeah, just I know they're going to be that guy. That's why my questions are, how healthy is Vinny Pasquantino going to be? How many wins and how many innings can Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans chew up in this starting rotation? Is Michael Walker going to still be there? Is the edge going to start to get steeper? Mm-hmm. How's your fourth and fifth guys? I worry about that. I don't worry about Bobby Witt Jr. So I want to see him go out and be the clear-cut MVP because, I mean, look, Judge got it last year. We've seen other guys get it before that. Now if Bobby Witt Jr. can go out there, hit a have another slash line of like a 335, 340, you know, have 40 homers, have 40 steals, there is no question who the MVP would be. And then all of a sudden, if he's doing that and you have top five, which these are all like, you know, bold predictions from us, then this team is no doubt about it going to have a lot of games that mean a lot of things when it comes to October and November.
I don't understand why you think it's wrong or maybe you're a little hesitant to say that Bobby should be an MVP candidate. I mean, like, don't let the outside noise bother you because he should be an MVP candidate. Like, this conversation's taking place in New York probably today. Aaron Judge should be, like, you expect Aaron Judge to be the MVP. You expect Patrick Mahomes to be the MVP. We should expect Bobby Witt Jr. to be the MVP. He's shown us enough that he should be the MVP every year going into this thing, right? Now, you're not going to win it every year, obviously, because Mahomes should be winning the MVP every year as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. But there's no reason to not say you expect Bobby Witt Jr. to be the MVP because as I was having conversations with folks, you know, The Athletic did a piece, I guess it was, on surveying baseball players. Who's the best player in the game? Well, it's Shohei Ohtani. But unanimously, number two, everybody in baseball was saying Bobby Witt Jr. is your second best player in Major League Baseball, taking Ohtani out of the equation. And he's such a big draw. MLB actually has a link on their website today when Ohtani's coming to your town. And so you can click on it to see because that's how big a draw he is. That's the same type of player Bobby Witt Jr. is. Major League Baseball players look at Bobby Witt Jr. and people in baseball look at him as the second best player in this game today. That's high praise.
He's also the best at the best position in baseball.
That's exactly right. So, yeah, I mean, we saw the rankings yesterday of the number one shortstops, which when was the last time we had superstars at shortstop position?
Come on,
like this?
Angel Barroa, dude. What are you talking about?
I mean, we got Bobby Witt Jr. You got Eli De La Cruz. You got Gunnar Henderson. I mean, you've got Volpe. Like, the list goes on and on and on.
Seager and Mookie Betts,
depending on what position he's playing that day.
Oh,
you know,
it's insane.
It's nuts. It's like baseball's in such a great spot. I keep telling people this. It's such a great sport right now. And they're going to go have a work stoppage.
Opening day is today. First pitch at 3:10. Vernier will join you at 2 o'clock here on 96.5 The Fan. Don't forget George Brett at 7:20. Cole Reagan's joining. Cody and Gold as well from 10 to 2. On the other side, what is more catastrophic, the Chiefs losing week one or the Royals losing on opening day? You tell us, 913-586-7965. You listen to Fesco and Dusty with Mac as well on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Moved to St. Louis a couple years ago. Going to have to listen to all the Cardinals fans today about their opening day, but I'll be watching the Royals at my desk and hiding from my boss.
Well, that's a good move by you. Also, I'd move out of St. Louis as quickly as possible. If you can, do yourself a favor. Get the hell out of there. And their baseball team's not going to be good this year. It's going to be interesting to see how they handle not having a good baseball season.
I'm pretty sure they booed their GM on opening day.
I think they did, yeah. So
like a loud boo from the best fans in baseball.
The best fans in baseball who didn't show up when their team needed them the most, when they were struggling. It's easy to be good fans and show up when your team is winning, right? That's great.
If you want to see the Bobby Witt Jr. of basketball, go watch Nikola Jokic's pass from last night. Here, I'll do a little repost for you.
All right.
Magic. It's like a Mahomes-esque pass. I know it's basketball. Talk about baseball. Trust me, all day. George Brett at 7:20.
100%.
But man, that Nikola Jokic pass is just so gross.
It's awesome, dude.
I don't know how he did it. Like, he defeated like gravity.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes, exactly.
It looks like one of those fake videos. Like, you know, when Evan Longoria caught that baseball to save the reporter, it was like done in reverse.
Yeah.
That looks like it's in reverse. He's the best basketball player in the world, hands down.
Easily.
I mean, this obviously was something that they had practiced. That's not because, dude was cutting the right way and everything. I mean, I don't know, man. That's
The guys, yeah, maybe that play, but that pass, I think he's bored, man. I think he just does stuff.
On the spot without looking to Aaron Gordon, who then Mr. Dunk.
Well, wouldn't you be bored, too, in the middle of the NBA regular season?
Yeah.
I mean, and you're the best player in the world for the fifth straight year.
I mean, that pass is just sick. That is Mahomes being bored against, you know, the Bears in week three a couple of years ago. Right? Like, yeah, just throw so this good. That
Two,
way.
Three,
yeah.
four, five. Yeah. Six.
Oh, my God. It's like a granny pass almost, though, too. I mean, he uses two hands and flips that thing. Like, that's crazy.
So now NBA PS5 game will be a download today, and that pass will now be in the game.
100%. That's awesome. I love that.
That is, to me, maybe this is a hot take.
Well, okay.
To me, that is the equivalent of the Saquon Barkley backwards jump. Like how it took the NBA like last night.
That's
all I saw.
Yeah, it's fair. It did take it by
storm.
Didn't
see Luka hitting just nasty threes all.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Night in those nice shoes he was wearing.
And LeBron buzzer beater.
Right.
I mean, one dude from the
LeBron had him a day yesterday.
LeBron did have a day. Yeah, that was a good interview. I'll be honest with you. Really good interview on McAfee. I like to see LeBron in that light. Like, be that way all the time.
So does LeBron.
And Windhorst doesn't like it. And I don't think Stephen A. Smith liked it. But
don't say you were going to throw hands.
Yeah, we'll play some audio of that later.
We'll fantastic. But no, the guy on Milwaukee, number 11,
he's just like,
oh, God.
He's like, damn it.
Like, that's what I like watching. When you see stuff like that, watch the reaction of everybody else on the field or the court.
That's why you don't have it at USA versus the world. Because you have to go against that.
We'd be screwed, yeah. No, yeah, it's the equivalent of Baker Mayfield in the overtime when he lost the coin toss. And he's like, dang it, Mahomes is getting the ball.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, right, exactly. I love watching the reaction
Brooke
of
Lopez,
other
Lopez, once the ball went past his head, just started down
That's
the court.
That's who it was, Brooke Lopez. Yeah, number 11. He's like, all right,
he's
I'm
like,
out
well,
of here.
That was cool. Yeah.
Like, that was really awesome.
Yeah. But we asked the question on the other side is, what always happens, like if the Royals lose opening day, they only scored one run, this offense is going to struggle. You guys, tomorrow if they lose, we'll get blamed. You guys said they were going to be a playoff team. This team will be lucky to win 70 games.
I got them at 162-0.
Okay.
How much do they win every game by?
Yeah, what's the equivalent?
35-0. Yeah.
What is this, KU 45? Baseball? They're going to hit five
home
runs.
That's right, five
home
runs every game. Absolutely. Why not? Why set expectations, Dusty?
Right.
They'll win every game 7-0.
Love it.
I think, though, that we do overreact, but I don't know where we overreact more. If the Chiefs were to lose that game to Baltimore last year, what would the city's reaction have been?
Well, it would have been, you know, oh, my God, the dynasty's over. You know, it's not going to be that good this year. We just lost the tiebreaker and all that kind of stuff. But I think then people would have collected themselves and realized, all right, we got a long season to go. We got Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. I think there is a little bit of trepidation right now with this Royals team because of the past. I mean, and as Q continues to say, we can't judge this team based on anything that's happened in the past. You just can't. It's just not right to do. But I think we're all scarred from seeing Royals baseball for the last 40 years, knowing we've had like five good seasons in that span, right? So I think a lot of people still have that kind of trepidation. So I think losing game one of the baseball season is the most catastrophic loss of an opener of any sport because everybody waits all winter for it. Everybody's there. Everybody's fired up. You got the off day tomorrow, which makes it even worse. There's no coming back from, you know, tomorrow. So you've got this game that everybody's focused on. 38,000 sold out. People are taking off from work. They're making a day about it. It's a whole big operation. Yeah, I think baseball's opening day carries more weight than any other sport's opening day.
Yeah, that's fair. I agree with that. I'd say the panic would be higher for the Chiefs if they lost their first game, but I think the feeling of defeat would be much more for
that's
Royals fair. Fans.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're just so hyped up. You've waited all spring and you get there and finally then it's just like,
yeah. Yeah, and that feeling, like Bob said, you are, like Royals fans still have that feeling of being scarred. I think Chiefs fans, for the most part, have had that withered away. Right. At least if you haven't, you should have.
Yeah. With the Royals, you have 161 more to go. With the Chiefs, you have 16.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's a much, much, much smaller sample size in football. But I think, all right, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes were fine, right? Mm-hmm. Like in baseball, you're like, all right, they just got lucky. Like you're going to hear it, right? If they lose today, which they won't, but you'll hear it. They got lucky last year. They were you know, doing magic tricks out there. And, you know, you know it exactly. Like, listen to Vern's postgame show if they lose today, right? The people will call in and like, oh, my God, sky's fall. They didn't do enough this offseason to get better. They tried. They did as best they could.
I mean, I'm the same way. Like, I love, I mean, if they win today, I mean, it's just,
oh,
right.
You're feeling,
I mean,
great.
Oh, you're riding high. Yeah. You're going to the first eight games of the Sweet 16 or the first four games of the Sweet 16 tonight as well. Ooh, you're riding, yes, right into that.
Right.
Then you could maybe go see an Arizona State game because Molly Miller had a quote yesterday that made me want to become an Arizona State fan and a resident and maybe go back to school like Billy Madison. She said, let's go. You're going to be my people. I want to meet you before games, invite you into the practices. I can't wait to ingrain myself in the student body and have you all come see a fun brand of basketball. Sign me up. Right, Molly Miller.
We took the kids on a tour of Arizona State's campus the other day. It's a great place to go,
really,
to school. Yeah.
My buddy was diehard going to go to KU.
And then went out there.
He went out there and he had to think about it. He still ended up going to KU, joining DeKai and all that sort of stuff, and like was engraved in Kansas basketball is why he wanted to go. But he was like, man, Arizona State made it hard to think about.
I know. It's like, I mean, you know, fives or tens, you know, it's insane, right? Like it's amazing out there.
Yeah,
and
Molly,
like the campus, I will say, is like in the middle of a city. So it's not like this beautiful oasis or anything like that. And a lot of the buildings are like that 60-70 vibe. But it's a party school. You're going to have fun. The facilities, you know, the football looks cool with the mountain and all that kind of stuff. And just being in Phoenix and being in Arizona and being part of that, having nice weather all year round, how could you not have a good time out there, man?
No doubt about it. But opening day today at 3:10, Vern show at 2 o'clock, George Brett at 7:20 on this show. But don't forget, tomorrow is an off day, but not for us and not for you. Hollywood Casino Royals Roundtable with Michael Massey and Kyle Isbell. Other Royals will be in attendance. All of the 96.5 fan people will be there at Hollywood Casino on Friday tomorrow from 6 to 7:30 is that show. We'll be lingering around, betting on college basketball, playing some blackjack, betting the cum line.
There you go.
You know?
Go play some craps.
But we take a break from baseball on the other side. There's the tease ruined. We get into basketball, and I think the madness that you've all seeked begins tonight. I'll explain why on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.